Well, it's warm-up band.
All the... Yes, you have to do your banter stretches before you do your banter run.
Okay. So after we finish the leg stretches, we each do 10 punts. Followed by at least 2 metaphors each, 3 in-jokes, although you can double
up. Oh, we'll be doing the in-jokes.
The puns and in-jokes.
We'll be doing the in-jokes anyway, you know that.
Never.
I must say, I never metaphor I didn't like.
Well, you are our people person.
That's a number.
Maybe she's playing space golf.
I'm worried about golf courses on Droman Kass.
I'm sorry.
Space mini golf. Indoors.
I would hope. Well, there might be some pretty big... you could probably play golf in a ship hangar. Those things get big.
I'm just upset that I'm not the one who leapt to "that's a number" after "I never met a four I didn't like."
Sorry.
Now someone being chased by a giant balloon is yelling at us.
Not a number free man. Yeah. But that was number... Wasn't he like number 2 or something? Or was he number 4?
He was number 6.
Number 6. Thank you.
I think the whole point was wasn't.
Well, you know, aside.
For the record, I pressed the record button when you told me to.
I thought so. I should do the intro.
Who was number 1? I am number 2. That doesn't answer my question.
There is no number 1.
I thought Riker was number 1.
Now there's a...
Wrong universe!
There's been crossovers.
I'd read that. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars. I've got Ellie, I've got Eo, I've got Crash.
Oh, and... we're live.
Not all of us.
That's true. There's some of the critters that are not live.
The one in this seat here seems to be, well, sleeping at best.
It does appear to be, well, yes. So, right, I forgot to say what we're doing. GURPS Wars! Homebrew GURPS Star Wars, where I have taken all of the careful balancing of powers that is offered by the basic set and by GURPS Powers 4E, and I have said, nah, I'm going to make it simple. It's all skills, and the Force is an advantage. And this has certain effects, which I find hilarious, so we're going with them. What happened last time?
There was some fighting, and then I don't remember what happened afterward.
I turned invisible as an aid to diplomacy, and then negotiations broke down.
I aerosolized some vomit and put it in that air vent over there. That air vent is the outgo, not the in-go. It's turning the aerosolized vomit into somebody else's problem. Preferably somebody who thinks that they should be going through the air vents.
And then Antuxa slammed down the blast doors everywhere.
Not everywhere, just around the room.
True. Yes, you are now sealed into the room that is effectively the bridge for this ring structure, ring station, which is for general, station-wide security measures, life support controls and graphs, and there are actually some station-keeping in little engines on this thing, so apparently it could be kept like in orbit or something, or close to something else, if you cared. You know, it's in black space, so who cares? You got controls. You've got 6 chairs around the room with consoles. The place is kind of a mess. There's a door you came in from, which is at the right of the map. There's 2 doors to the left, one of which a creature, zombie, who knows, fled into because Antuxa told it to. told it to run. And there's another door, sort of midsection. And you have some time. Oh, right. And there's a Sleen eating a dead Sleen over in one corner.
Well, I'm going to sit here and meditate until I don't feel quite so awful. And if someone who knows more about computers than I do would like to examine this computer system and see what we can do with it, you are more than welcome to.
I was heading over.
Away from the Sleen with the other Sleen.
We'll keep this Sleen with the other Sleens, just like we keep this fire over with the other fire. It's fine.
Okay. You have a Sleen going grr, grr.
And also chomp, chomp.
And also chomp, chomp. Growling and hissing at you people periodically because it seems to think that you're going to take its meal away. There's apparently no honor among Sleens because it was perfectly happy to eat the one that you killed. Let's see. Did you get the description or did I mute myself before the description?
We got the description.
Okay, good. I couldn't remember when I started having a slight cough. Okay. Sen has missed the mechanical aptitude by one. The force is not with you right now. Perhaps it is because you're right next to a corpse. That's not very mechanical. And Tuxa is seething and will have a productive minute of meditation.
I was going to roll until I maxed out or until I failed.
That's fair. Oh, you've got another one there. Okay, so productive.
Oh, yeah, I made four rolls, in fact.
Oh, I see them now, yes. So you got five.
I got 11 back.
Right, okay. It doubles something.
Well, 5, 2, 3, 1.
Where's the 5? Oh, there's the 5 up there. Duh.
Well, I can always try to make an LOPS roll without any help from the Force. Oh.
Fortunately, Ran has made a computer operations by 5. And an LOPS security by 5.
But the Krith kind of UI is this. What the Krith kind of programming language is this. The technology. Everything's Krithing custom.
It's a little outdated, but it was briefly something that was being promoted as a standard for the military to use. We didn't adopt it. It seemed incredibly backwards and didn't want to deal with the training that would be involved with.
Overly complex.
Look, they took all the menus that were supposed to be over there and put them over here. Nobody liked it, but I did have mandatory training with this, so I know where the buttons go, or think I know where they go. I found the help option.
It's technology, darling. These people are the reason we have laws about what operating system you're allowed to use on Imperial systems.
Wait, I think I understand. They're using a custom GUI.
It's Unix. I know this.
Look, they changed all the fonts.
Space Unix.
It's Spoonix. Space Comic Sans now. The monsters.
I'm so upset that it doesn't get me chortling all the time.
I'm just going to keep racking up the Cypher System XP for this campaign that I cannot use because it's Cypher System. And that's okay.
What are you doing with your access into the computer system, Ran?
Whatever I'm asked to do. All I know is two people were having trouble with it, so I found the button that said help dialogue. And now it's installing updates. Because apparently you go to about system security software, and instead of just telling you about the system security software, it checks for updates then. That was a web
browser
joke.
There might have been a few updates. Yep, there might be a few updates. You never know. You never know. There might be updates.
All of our bandwidth immediately crashes to the ground.
Well, there's only a couple of ships that could have brought updates with them, and that would be the one that's parked in the docking bay, and yours.
The best thing about this is how much you're yes-anding.
Can you see my toothy grin?
I hear it in your voice.
Excellent. Well, Antuxa, you've recovered you've meditated away some of the fatigues. Sen?
I don't know what Antuxa wanted to do with this console.
Find out what's there, mostly.
Ah.
Okay. The consoles are all potentially configurable in the sense that you can select what it's a console for. Or at least you think that you have all the options here on this one. You haven't checked all the others to make sure. So you can access, you basically do a little drop down and it's got all of the diagrams and dialogues and whatnot. Rand shuts down all the garbage mashers on the detention level. Doesn't really have a detention level. Apparently people just get like locked in their cabins or something if they need to be detained. Once you've selected whether you want to be security or whether you want it to be life support or whether you want it to be navigation, then you can you get all these graphs and controls. You can move them around to suit yourself. It's a fun little mini game, obviously. So there, you'd have to check each of the chairs and consoles to make sure that there aren't a special captain's console that gets even more stuff. But they appear to be fairly interoperable here. Also, there's a little timer on the life support one that's counting down with at least a few hours for how long before the air in this particular segment becomes stale since you've put blast doors over all the vents, too. The walls do have over the grime and occasional, scratches and bloody handprints and whatnot. There seem to be some locations that have markings that look like air tank canisters, maybe? This is a tech ship.
A map. At least we've got a map now, right?
Yeah, you can get a map of the whole thing. You can get a map of the, there's a word for it, station! Sorry about this, everyone. The time change happened, and I haven't had nearly enough caffeine to make up for that yet. The best part is,
the episode I was editing today is going live on June 9th.
Yeah, well.
So, getting closer and closer to it changing again.
Let's see. So, Bran, is there anything you're particularly doing?
Pseudo release knife Roombas in the air ducts.
The duct droids are mostly not responding. There are a few that are making little sad peep, peep, peep blinks where they require rescue and or maintenance. And Tuxa.
There's a mouse droid that is just it. The wheels that are connected to the drive chain are on a carpet, and they just keep going forward and backward, and the carpet's moving instead of the mouse droid.
Something like that. Or they fell over. You know how it is. And took so.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. Yes?
Do you have anything that you're doing besides meditating while they've been... I'm going to figure that them playing with the controls has taken up approximately the same amount of time as your meditation. Therefore, you can be contributing to your choices of what to do next, now that you're all better and less fatigued. It's been about 10 minutes or so. Sen, you can get back one fatigue, unless you've been meditating.
I have not been meditating. I have been playing with
The computer system. You may have one fatigue.
I appreciate it. There any security cameras in there, Ran?
Well, let's see.
As it happens, yes, there's a entry for security cameras. Most of them are not working real well. They're either dead, static, horribly smeared with something so you can't really see very much. There's a few that are okay.
This one appears to have been hacked to be playing a 30-second loop. But it's a 30-second loop of Drum and Cass.
That's in one of the bedrooms. There's one that looks, yes, well, fairly, you know, you've got like engines and stuff, maybe, and a dead body, and, you know. Occasionally you can see things moving around in the hallways that haven't been completely destroyed. Ah, there's a list. You've got a little list. And Tuxa, 4 cents. Reaching out to the mines around. Made by 3. What range does that give you again?
It's 50 yards per degree of success.
Nice. You sense probably one of, you know, yeah, 50 yards. Wow, I need to count those out. You sense what's probably the ex-acolyte you left alive. You sense various other minds, some of them sapient is not the word anymore. Some of them less animalistic than they were, perhaps. That Sleen over there, for instance. I mean, it's an animal, but, you know, it's got a force presence that's a lot stronger than you a normal Sleen. You have a weird, creepy feeling about something that's very close to you, as in physically. It's not like instant danger, but there's something weird and creepy trying to coalesce.
Mm.
You're definitely not getting the feeling that it's going to be a problem for the next few hours, but eventually, maybe.
You'll sort of like feeling about this.
You'll sort of like some of the tombs that your parents took you to when you were younger, the ones that they said had, you know, we aren't going in those rooms because that's where Sith Lords were.
Do I sense any minds other than, first of all, I guess a better question is, how big is this station?
Well, don't make me count the little hexes. Don't make me count the little hexes. There's 4 quadrants, and let me just pop back to... Actually, I can measure it because I have a measuring tool. Oh my god, measuring tool. I can measure the quadrants. Come on, measure. Measure, measure, measure. Allowing for a little bit of nonsense, that's about 75 meters per quadrant, and it curves around.
Ah, okay. Gotcha. Actually, that presents an interesting question.
It's another 50 yards or so, or 50 meters of the spoke, so it's probably around 150 meters to the next, you know, from... If you were going straight across, it'd be about 100 meters, apparently, spoke goes about halfway.
I was just curious.
Hopefully, these numbers are not too stupid. I'm just going by the maps I got.
No. What I'm wondering is how much of the station is Antuxa getting with these?
With 150... range, you're getting most of the station, probably. I mean, maybe all of it.
But the other question that I actually just thought of was, when Antuxa stands up from the... Where are her head and feet pointed?
Ah. Your feet are pointed out toward space, and your head is pointed inwards. Towards the center.
Okay, so there's a ring of gravity around the station.
Yes, it has artificial gravity. Ran would know that if the artificial gravity gave out for some reason and the engines didn't, then they could actually set the thing to spinning and create at least a minor gravity to keep people's feet on the floor.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. I was just curious.
No, that's fine. You are not sensing very many fully sapient minds.
And the ones I'm sensing I've already met?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right.
So I think my neighbor has stopped playing the loud music so I can unmute again. Things Woo! That we want to get from the computer. 1, a map. 2, a station log. 3, camera access. We've already covered that. 4, research notes.
You want the map? Hang on just a moment. I believe that I have a map that is, I will put into the files because I think I have one that does not have spoilers on it. Where are my maps?
You could also, for the sake of brevity, just tell us, you know, this kind of room is coming up or whatever.
That's true. I can do that, and we will work with that. Also, I want to see if I can grab the maps in here.
Oh, you can definitely quickly. Still play with maps and share that with us, but for the
heck yeah,
you can do that at a slower pace. And I can do because I think that we're going to be in here for a little while longer.
There is that. Let's see. Throw that in. Throw that in. And I can throw. Actually, it's fairly easy. Nope, we cannot throw that many in at once. I can only throw 2 in at once. Okay. And there's a ship at the end of the. There.
There's
you have
to be a monster
a map.
At the end of the book.
Yes. Oh no, it's you. It's Sith. Oh no. Okay. There are the maps, which do not have the locations of critters on them. That's something that you'll have to go to navigate at each of the assorted rooms and whatnot. Next up was station log. The station log is been done by, let me get his name. Come on, where is this? Felid. Lord Felid is the one who is in control and of the station and who is the one apparently signing off on all of the logs. Most of the logs are fairly standard, station keeping, blah, blah, blah. You know, 0400 hours, and there was a slight fault in engine 3, and we had it checked out by so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Felid records that a group of acolytes has brought some dead rack ghouls. And they are going to be having some interesting experimentation going on. Well, a dead rack ghoul. It is attributed to the Ashfall, and the description of it is has a numeric code that you possibly saw on the ship that was docked at the internal spoke there. There's a log of a disturbance that happened about, oh, a couple weeks ago now, probably. And then the standard, you know, blah, blah, 0400, blah, blah, shift change stops.
Perhaps he realized how monotonous the reports were getting, which is not something that Ram would say. He lied.
That's a joke about English names.
Yes, yes, it is. That's why I'm laughing.
For the record, dear listeners, yeah. We are having fun with suggested spellings for Lord Felid's name, which I'm told only has one L.
Yes.
So I added extra Fs at the front. Possibly also only has one L, as you pointed out.
Yes.
And then there was spelled F-E-A-T-H-E-R-I-L-S-T-E-A-D, pronounced Felid. Yes.
Right, yeah. So we got what we need. Well, we got what we're going to get.
Research notes. Do you want to dig into research notes?
It wouldn't be
yeah,
nice
sure,
to
I
have
don't promise
copy.
To understand them.
It would be nice to have a copy.
I was about to ask if we could connect this to a data pad.
Yes.
My assumption is that I'm transferring data to my data pad as I'm finding stuff.
There's a lot of data. Your data pad is not going to be able to hold all this. You will have to establish connection to your ship.
What do I need to roll to establish connection to my ship?
Give me computer operations. This is something that happens.
1 second. Attempting to connect to the space Wi-Fi.
Just made it.
I had to type my password 3 times. I keep forgetting that it's a 0, not an 0.
Are you supposed to draw a slash through it when you're...
I use a different special character for each time I retype my password. Never mind.
Okay, you can start downloading things into the ship comp, which has a lot more room and will compress things and whatnot. Research notes. I'm going to ask someone...
Files.
Yeah, I'm going to ask someone to give me another computer ops role, just for fun.
I'll try this one.
Okay. Made by 1. Your mechanical aptitude. Okay. Get your plus 1.
Why does Sen usually make these rolls? Because Sen rolled 2 fives and still made his success.
That was, I only have it at 14.
I'm trying to play up your skill. Play along.
Computer ops.
Computer ops. Miss by 1. Okay, what you have found is that you're probably going to have to go a lot longer to figure out where all of the research notes are, because there's all kinds of stuff here. That are these personal logs? Are these research logs? Some of them may be password locked. You're not sure. Antuxa has made a with the dead in a dead language, aka psychometry, roll by 7. What do you want? What are you psychometring?
First of all, I'm not trying to steal anyone's thunder, so if you still have things you want to do with computer operations, feel free. I'm just getting ahead of myself. I'm psychometrizing the dead rat ghoul. Specifically looking for memories of Lord Felid.
Well, the first thing that you're going to get is that there is not a... this is not precisely an empty husk. You know what this means. This is going to form a ghost eventually. Okay. Yeah. After that, flickers going forward, going back. There's the hunting through swamps and finding something that looks a lot like what you've been fighting, the humanoid ones, that was mostly dead, and they fell upon it, and they hacked, he was with others, and they hacked off its head and carefully packed it up and brought it, and there was a horrible, uncomfortable ride in a ship that was not actually meant for long travel, and it was doing it anyway. There's presenting it to
like all the travel we've ever done.
Worse. Think of it as being in a space airplane that has seats that lean back.
Ah.
The last time I was on an airplane, I couldn't lean my seat back.
Oh no, were you in front of the exit roll?
I mean, by strict definition, I could lean it back. But by the amount of angle that I could move it, I would argue that I could not lean it back. Anyway.
Let me just quickly do a little thing. There's the making appropriate kneeling to a Sith Lord human male who you presume is Lord Felid. You're pretty sure that's Felid. Presenting the container being praised. There's going and talking with the security people. You think they're the security people. There's a part that he drank. He drank. He got drunk. He was going and he was in the lab playing with something. He was feeding the animals because, hey, he had some good drink. They should have some good drink too. He left, and there's a commotion, and then there's someone coming in, and she's bleeding, and there's a fight. And then everything is blood and anger and fighting and chasing people and chasing that's Felit again. You recognize him, but there's no memory left. Hunting down this person until they get away. The prey got away into a thing that closed, and then it went open again, and they banged, but then they got bored and they went away, and one of them died, and they fought another, and now there's two of them, and they don't like each other. And then there's intruders must, you know, are they prey? Are they more? Will they add to the pack? And then somebody did a lot of damage, and well, no more corporeal existence. There's pain and confusion and dispersal, but not full dispersal. That's going to come back.
So, Sphere of Technology did the thing that everyone blames Sphere of Biotics does for doing.
Rather. You do recall that the there was a comment, I believe, about a lord who had jumped spheres being here.
He jumped spheres to a sphere that didn't understand the proper oversight that Biotics needs.
Does Biotics understand the proper oversight Biotics needs?
Drummond Koss is still habitable, so yes. Barely. You could put the word barely several places in a sentence and they all apply.
Yeah. Great. And Tuxa?
I wonder what happens when a rat ghoul becomes a ghost. Is it a rat ghoul ghost?
Oh, no.
A rat ghost.
No. I did not sign up for whatever the criff this is.
Could be worse. Could be a rat banshee.
Is this the thing that I felt coalescing, or is that something else?
This is what you felt. It is okay. Definitely tied to this body right here.
Okay.
You may make an occultism roll to know what the usual procedure is, but that's up to you. Made your occultism by 7. This thing needs a tomb, like ASAP, to bind the ghost into a small confined location away from people, and you need to like gather up everything that was important to the person in life so that they will coalesce and find all their stuff around them and settle into a more benign, it's not quite the word, except maybe like benign tumor. So that they'll stay with their stuff and protect their stuff as opposed to seeking out life and other people and trying to possess them or trying to force choke them or, you know, the usual. That's what your parents would say anyway. You're pretty sure.
All right.
Or I could use telekinesis other to launch them out the nearest airlock at speed.
See, I was going to suggest that, but I was wondering if we had a spare torpedo that we could just, you know, shove the body and some effects into and then fire it off into black space and it will be somebody else's problem.
You probably have at least a few days.
Yes, well.
Often it takes months or even years for ghosts to recoalesce.
What are the chances that we could aim Zeldai, just right? Sorry, you go.
Did Lord Zeldai actually want to use the station? Or did he just want to know what was going on here?
He was told to find out what was going on.
Ah, so someone else wants to use the station.
Probably.
All right.
I mean, there's a Darth who discovered it, and a biotic Darth.
Maybe
that
ghost can be someone else's problem. Wouldn't it be nice if the wreck...
I was thinking that, but We're probably on record as being the ones to investigate this, and I would hate to have this come back to haunt me, so to speak. I mean, not haunt me, but, you know, be a black mark on my record.
You could try shoving it off into black space. It would probably coalesce around its body. On the other hand, it might coalesce where it was killed. Or it might decide to home in on, like, relatives or something and coalesce somewhere in the Empire. It's a little hard to tell. Normally for these things, you're supposed to, like, make them a nice tomb and put in appropriate ritual carvings and enchantments, basically, to encourage ghosts to stay put.
Put them in a nice box and gift them anonymously to someone from Sphere of Mysteries who hasn't paid their taxes recently.
I know just the person. Well, we have some time to think about it anyway. He's busy being dead at the moment. I would like to find out what ship is in the hangar, though.
Oh, well, we might be able to look that up. I look up ship docking logs. Or attempt to.
Made by one. Yeah, no, that's findable. It's the Ashfall. It's a Rodian-make cargo shuttle that has been retrofitted to be hyperspace capable with some aftermarket HUT engines. It's cheap.
I am not filled with confidence.
I was just sort of assuming that Sen and Rand should be the ones working with the computer, but judging by the numbers that have been being rolled against, I'm pretty sure Antuxa has the highest computer operation of the group.
Antuxa is the smart one. Dickens.
You're the smart one.
I'm not typically. Not in terms of, like, practical real-world skills.
We're from logistics. We don't have practical real-world skills. We're the nerds of the Empire. Well, so is technology. But still, we're the accounting nerds of the Empire.
Yeah,
as I was saying,
basically.
You're the smart one.
I really...
Sen's the stabby one. I'm the one who crushes things into a cube. In any case, I share the information about the Rodian make cargo shuttle retrofitted to be hyperspace capable with HUT technology. Aftermarket HUT technology, which may or may not be derived from Jawa technology.
I was going to say, I don't think there is HUT technology that isn't aftermarket.
Well,
If you buy something built by the Huts, what you buy is the promise of something built by the Huts, and then you contract out for the parts.
Well, yes.
The serial numbers are etched really deep because what they had to do was file off the previous serial numbers, which had been filed off from the previous serial numbers, which had been filed off. Come to think of it, most HUT technology, there's just a hole where the serial number should be that goes all the way through.
Eo, I apologize. I think I keep interrupting you.
Do you?
Well, I keep thinking I hear your voice anyway. Maybe not.
It might be me chortling.
That could be.
I don't think I've been saying anything.
All right. Well, if we can establish a connection to the datapad so that we can keep an eye on the cameras, at least.
That's going to be another ops role. Ops or electronic ops security. And Antuxa makes by 4. Yeah, that'll do it.
Sen and I are huddled over this monitor, pressing all the buttons. And Tuxa comes over, presses a few more buttons, and does the most practical thing of the evening.
Pardon me, dear. Beep, boop, boop. All right, you can proceed.
Now all of our monitors are going to look like that one detector from Aliens.
They keep going about their business, and Tuxa is opening and closing blast doors from her data pad.
Now it's open, now it's closed. Now it's open, now it's closed.
Actually, can I do that?
Yes, but it will possibly have a little bit of lag.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'd like to set a data pad up with the security controls and the cameras.
All right, you can do that. the cameras are going to be itty bitty. You'll have to be like, you know, expand camera to see what we can see.
Yeah,
or,
of course.
Yeah, you know, you get
It's a Star Wars data pad. It's not.
It's a Star Wars data pad. It will not pop up little. I mean, it's a data pad, and if you make it, try and make it pop up holo projections. I mean, you can try. You can try hook it in with your comm.
Mine's simply displaying everything.
Hooking it in with my comm.
Mine's displaying everything as ASCII art.
I assume you're downloading all of the files that you can find that appear to be medical.
Oh, yeah. I was only half joking when I typed select all, filter out self-aware murderous AI, filter out viruses, transfer anything not filtered to our ship.
Uh-huh. This is going to take probably a couple hours if you picked everything.
Well, we've only been playing for 1 hour, so we've got the time.
Oh, well, perhaps we should take a break if we've been playing for a full hour.
Okay, we'll come back when we finish transferring everything. I mean, it was worth a shot.
Or at least half of it. Yeah.
Right, pausing now.
GM, I'm not supposed to be chanting button, am I?
I mean, you still can. You're the GM.
I can't.
Who's going to stop you?
True, but let's see. When we last left people, we were... Yes. When we left people, you were downloading as much as you could. Okay, what are you doing while the download happens?
This might take a little while. How are we on air?
It's getting a little bit stuffy, but not in the way of actually running out of air. More in the way of there's a Sleen eating another Sleen over there, munch, munch, hiss, hiss. And, you know, there's bodies, and there's actually some dead womp rats here and there, or, well, there's bits of dead things here and there, so it's one of those things where it's... Your masks are handling it. You have the biomasks. You aren't smelling this, but the air is not moving, and therefore heat and humidity are just slowly creeping up here. You've probably got air for another, 2 to 4 hours, probably. Depends on how much Sleen breathes.
On?
You can open the vents up again if you want. Give me some perception rolls retroactively.
Okay. What kind of perception?
Hearing. And Tuxa made by 4. Rand made by 2.
There's dice on top of my character sheet. I can't click the button. Oh, no.
You've been hearing the chomp, chomp, chomp. And Tuxa, you have been hearing occasionally. And Ran, you have been hearing occasional scrabbles at the vent areas that, you know, little claws on the blast doors, but they've moved on. Things haven't screamed at them.
The pitter-patter of little feetsies.
Yeah.
All right. I can open the vents again, but Ran, some of your little friends may consider that an invitation.
I'll try to be a charming host.
I'm just letting you know.
Maybe I shouldn't use the word host when a force ghost is forming.
Probably not. Yeah.
All right. Reopening the vents on 3, 2, 1. Ping.
Ka-chunk.
Let me make that go. I'm so annoyed. I can't make the sound effects because Discord just goes, oh, you're not making a word. But we'll censor that out. Discord, stop that. Yeah, I'll hear his...
Wasn't it Airplane 2 where they had to go psh at the door to make it open and close?
I don't know, but perhaps it should have been.
They also had...
Anyway.
They also had the whole contraption that was just the lights that went around back and forth that had been on so many sci-fi sets, and they deliberately pointed it out.
It's just
lights.
Got
to be there to do something.
No, it... The vents hiss open, and anticlimactically, there's nothing that you see coming through some of the more battered ones. Some of the air vents are very much clawed open so you could, like, fit at least your fist in there, minimum. From both sides, you know.
I'm not terribly inclined to stick my arm into one of the vents.
And Chuck, sir?
Yes, dear.
That closed door that our wayward lord went through, do you know what it looked like?
What's that?
Huh?
I didn't hear what you... Go.
I was responding to what San said.
Okay, sorry, I didn't hear it.
What's that, dear?
Now I'm confused because that is not a response to make that makes sense to what I said.
You said you know what it
you know what it looks like? You know what it looked like? What's that, dear?
No, I asked a question. I didn't see it. You did psychometry on it. I asked you what it looked like.
Oh, I don't remember.
It was a door. It was a door like most of the doors in, you know.
I am relieved to know that there probably isn't a Sith Lord in the air vents. We should probably try to find that door.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry.
Oh.
I just put all the pieces of the question that you asked together. In the vision that I had from the psychometry that I did on the dead rat ghoul, there was a door that the Sith Lord went through.
Yes.
And then that was the...
Mm-hmm.
And that was the final time that this rat ghoul had seen the Sith Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And Sen was asking, what did that door look like? Can we identify it?
Show us on the map where the Sith Lord went through a door.
That might be a little difficult. All the doors tend to look alike.
So it was a door like any other on the space station.
But that is useful information because, A, not an airlock, a.k.a. the Sith Lord didn't get in a...
It was one of the irising doors, of which there are many.
Didn't get into a ship or an escape pod and leave, at least as far as the rat ghoul saw. And probably isn't, for some inane reason, in the air vents.
Gotcha. It's... Sorry for the confusion. There was a prior that I had missed.
I will note that the irising doors are marked as X's on the map that I gave you.
Yes. That is now a pinned comment, so we can access them without having to scroll past a whole bunch of GIFs. And I'm not sorry. Because I've pinned the comments, so we don't need to scroll past the GIFs.
I don't sense anything that feels like a Sith Lord, except that that fellow wasn't it.
I don't really think most Sith Lords would use a training saber in any case.
That's true, unless it's all they had.
If you're a Lord, it's not all you have.
Oh, by the way, did someone pick up that training saber? I'll look over.
Well, there's a saber over by the door where it fell.
Oh.
All right.
I'm putting two and two together. Makes sense. He's an accountant.
I'll be right back.
There's a pretty good chance that our friends in the welded shut room are not in a welded shut room anymore.
Oh, yes. That's a good point.
So we should probably go together.
Well, I was going to be invisible when I did it.
I mean, there's also that. So we are grabbing the training saber, and Ran is not going to let Entuxa go alone.
Okay.
All right.
Yes, Ran is aware that Ran himself does not turn invisible very well.
Is Sen going to let Ran and Entuxa not go alone?
The alternative is hanging out with the Sleen, who's still munching and crunching, most likely.
Yes, his
Sleen. Look, I know we've had our differences, but this Lane's a much worse conversationalist, even when you're not saying anything.
I've named them Bitey.
You name a lot of things Bitey.
It's a common name.
We have to identify them by last name, you see.
A Bitey, B Bitey, C Bitey. Sen has gone invisible.
That one's Bitey the 23rd. 24th of their name. I started at zero.
Here, I'll give Ren a hand. Maybe.
No one's ever really gone. Force cloak. Made by two. You can extend your cloak over Ran, I believe that means.
Yes.
Okay. You are cloaking Ran as well.
It's a very fashionable cloak.
Yes, it makes you invisible.
It's been worn by an emperor. No one can see it.
All right.
I will go ahead and unlock the door toward room 9.
Okay. Well, the hallway there.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
It's all the toward and not two.
Yes, exactly.
You unlock the door, and I open it. Because, dagnabbit, I'm going to keep risking a crit fail with telekinesis other... Wait, that was self. I did the wrong thing.
Yes.
Still made it... Well, that would mean I made it by 15.
Mm-hmm.
Not just 13.
Your penalty to...
There are many friends in this hallway.
Yes. There are a number of the rats who I will be putting back on the menu, so to speak.
Womp rats back on the menu, boys.
There's, you know, around half a dozen. They're moving around, you know.
I like the whole thing about the weirdest thing about one of those orcs saying meat's back on the menu, boys, in Lord of the Rings is it implies that the orcs understood restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone points that one out. I mean, it's a funny line, but the implications go far. So, they all prick up their little weird double ears and stare at the door that's opening.
Can I give them a treat?
I don't know. What do you want to give them?
Well, I'd like to take the dead body that's behind me and have it fly down the hallway and get tossed through that open door.
I am going to tell you to make a danger sense roll.
The open door, by the way, is not the one at the end of the hallway, the one that goes to the south.
The one into room 11, yes. Okay. I want you to make a danger sense roll.
Where is danger sense?
It's your perception.
Oh, okay. Then why is it called something different? I just made it.
You, as you're reaching out to try to wrap your mental yeetification around the corpse behind you, you get a chill down your spine. You
maybe
may do this if you wish.
Ghost, maybe the Force Ghost doesn't want their body to be fed to Womp Rats. Fine.
You, all right, you're not a, you know, Sith raised Sithily. You were raised in a military family. If you want to take an IQ roll for why that might have been giving you the creepy crawlies, you may. I'm not, unless you have a better... No, it's not really...
Well, I made by 2 for an IQ roll.
Wait, and Tuxus said a ghost was forming there. Ghosts tend to want their bodies to be treated with respect. They get...
And I did give them a chair. They should keep the chair.
Honestly, the amount of respect has been pretty low, but if you do things... The thing that you are now remembering is little stories in your head about ghosts that... Instead of fixating on their stuff and their tomb, possibly because they didn't have one, fixated on their killer and haunted them. Those are probably fiction, right? You'd have to ask into.
We gave them the option of not being killed by us.
And yet, since when have you known Sith to be logical about this kind of thing?
Rand looks over at him, Tuxa. Rand starts to look over at Sen, but then looks back at Antuxa.
It's a little hard to see even Antuxa in your current sort of twilight state. You're cloaked.
Well, Rand looks over where he assumes Antuxa would be.
Mm-hmm.
Which is probably not where Antuxa actually is. But that's besides the point for this particular conversation, because I'm addressing the fourth wall.
Uh-huh.
Which is possibly on the other side of half a dozen Womp Rats.
Possibly.
Well... I see 5 Womp Rats, but that doesn't mean there isn't half a dozen. Okay,
it might be
fine.
Rounding up. It might be there's another one somewhere.
Instead of using my telekinesis other roll to give them a fresh corpse, might I use the telekinesis other roll to open every door that isn't welded shut?
If you wish. There are now more open doors.
Doors that opened. And the Womp Rats saw the movement. Who could have opened the door? These should probably go and check.
They are, in fact, cautiously looking around. Sven is sneaky. That means I should
Sven
make a perception
roll. Sven is tiptoeing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's...
Sven is going to press themselves up against this wall here that I cannot move into the space of.
Understood.
And try to get
that.
A look at the door.
Some of the rats, a couple of them are raising their heads and going sniff, 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 with a somewhat worrisome directioning towards you, Sven.
This is not the Munchies and Crunchies you are looking for.
I think that looks like a fail. Yep.
Yep, the failed by 3 for the control roll.
Are we in combat?
There is a chance that we're going to have fewer Womp Rats soon.
Is there anything that people want to do before Sven initiates combat?
I would like to note for the record that this one wasn't my fault.
Neither was the previous one.
Yes, it was. Okay, not the previous one, but the previous one.
But who's keeping score?
Me, obviously.
Before we start combat, I would like to close the door that two of the Womp Rats went through.
All right. Give me a roll for that.
Making sure I click the correct telekinesis one this time.
Oh, very nice. Made by 15.
I close the door very well.
Yes. You press the little button and it slides shut. One of the Womp Rats jumps back. Okay.
From behind the door, you hear a muffled, "Narf!"
That's true, you've shut two of them away. All right.
They'll prove their mousy worth.
McClunk, combat. Sven, you're the one who is attacking out of nowhere. Do you have danger sense?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
That was not a crit fail. That was not a crit fail. That was not a crit fail.
Astounding.
It only failed because it's a rapid strike, so it had a -6 penalty.
Yep.
But I still made one hit.
Yes.
Okay.
By
presumably
one.
Presumably at the one that's next to you. By
but
one.
Yes. A hit made by one is still a hit.
Since it's a 2 strike, I am going to let it have a perception as the thing longs out to see if it gets to... I think it's going to get to try to dodge the second blow, if that's all right.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay, if it doesn't make sense, tell me now. Not that it succeeded in its dodge. It tries to jump away, but you hit. So give me damage on this poor thing. 15. It's a poor widow thing. It's just a poor, poor widow thing.
Surprise.
Let's see. One. Okay, which one are you anyway? Here you are.
Ram would love to adopt one of these, but the chance that it would escape and breed force sensitivity into a feral Womp Rat population on Dromund Kaas is too strong.
You could always, you know, get one spayed or neutered. And, yeah.
Remember, kids, spay and or neuter your force-sensitive Womp Rats.
Yes.
How tall is Sven?
5'8".
Womp Rats are 2 meters.
Long. These are somewhat smaller.
Okay.
These are a smaller breed that has been engineered for laboratory work, you see.
Gotcha. I was going to say the standard Womp Rat. You're calling these poor little things, but the standard Womp Rat is bigger than Sven.
Longer. Their tail. You got to take the tail into account. But yes,
I believe Beth is also attributing as canon the fan-made idea of Womp Rats being selectively bred to be Sith pets.
Yeah. W-R-A-T-S,
where
rats.
Did you get that?
The fancy rats. From Tumblr.
Well, yeah, but where should Crash get that?
From me, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
From me.
They've come up before, okay.
Yes.
Yes, I
was allowed to know things.
You would be surprised how often my students flip out because I point out that I know that the internet exists. I teach how to use the internet. And they're like, you know who Blahaj is? Yes.
And that's actually pronounced Blahaj.
Tumblr.
Yeah, I tell them that too.
Not Twitter or Tumblr.
There was a time where I was up to date on Switch or Tumblr, but that was, I don't think you were on Switch or at the time. I think that might have been, you were a youngling.
Anyway.
These lab rats are fairly large, but they are more small cat sized. They're quite miniature for a true wild womp rat. On the other hand, they're also vicious.
I'll name this one Sin.
Actually, that one is... They're the one that Sin just hit is apparently dead. So,
I was referring to the one I'm going to throw against a wall.
All right, throw one against the wall.
I'm going to try to throw... That I didn't mean to close that door. Actually, that door is supposed to be closed. Never mind.
Yes,
that is the one
closed.
Door that should be closed in this conversation. This one here is the one I'm going to try to throw at this wall here.
Which wall?
Not through the door, but to the wall next to the door.
Okay, you're going to slam it up against the wall next to the door.
Going to try. And I'm going to try to throw it extra hard. If I take a -5 penalty, can I throw it extra hard?
I believe you throw it a hardness level in there, yeah. Let me...
You shared the rules with me, so I vaguely remember that I could take a penalty to hit as opposed to spending fatigue, which you know I refuse.
Okay, let's see. Here's the the flinging table, which will not work that way, so I'm going to throw that away, and I'm going to use a screenshot. No, not now. One moment. We are having the Fighting with Computers episode here.
That's what the rules were made with earlier, in the first hour.
Well, yeah, that was in-game fighting here. There.
I love that you named it the flinging table.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's right next to the falling damage stuff, so...
All right, well, if I take a -5 penalty, I made it by 6. If I take a -10 penalty, I made it by 1.
If you wish to take that -10 penalty, which wall was it again, if you don't mind indicating?
Not this door that I'm opening and closing. The corner next to it, which is really hard to click.
Ah, in the back there. Yes, I see it. I see. You're going to try and womp rat in the corner pocket.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was going to say that.
Okay,
out of curiosity, does the slash represent and or?
Or.
Okay.
I appreciate
that you called it the flinging table.
Mm-hmm. The number of hexes that you can fling will be the degree of success. So if you made it by 1, that will only fling it 1 hex.
Then I can't throw it there.
No, it's a bit far back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm throwing it 10 hexes. I can't take a penalty and have it do this.
Well, there's always a ceiling.
Or you could spend fatigue.
Or you could spend fatigue.
You take that back. I'm throwing it at the ceiling.
That will be a suggestion, dear. That will be a one. Let's see. It's on the floor. Call it about da 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 da. That will be 2D damage if you're using the whole.
That would be 6 damage. A 5 and a 1.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it that way. Come on. That's right. Okay. Okay. And then you let it drop again, I presume.
Well, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have the chance to run away.
Let's see. Oh, I have to actually say it's a D6. Okay. It lands. What it does will be on... when the top of the turn comes. And Tuxa, I assume Rand doesn't want to move from Rand's location.
Actually, yes, I will move.
You're going to move.
3, 4, 5.
And Tuxa, you try to cloak Rand, and Rand just keeps moving away from you.
I'm assuming that I was not really cloaked very well after using the force.
Yeah, well, there is that. I think Antuxa would have had to have made a roll to keep you cloaked for that. Antuxa, it's yours. You're up.
I am holding.
Okay.
Yes, you've established you're holding the training saber. You're right.
Ran has probably gone out of your cloaking range.
Well, I'll follow in.
Okay.
I'm not going to re-cloak Ran because I expect that this is going to happen again.
Probably.
And took some.
And you're holding any other action. All right.
Yes. Because I don't want to drop the cloak.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm going to... All right. That one's out. Okay. Top of the action. Womp Rat 1 and Womp Rat 2. Yeah. Okay. You hear shrieking from inside the room that you trapped two Womp Rats in. That one's dead. Okay.
They're allowed to be upset, but they'll be upset and alive.
You're trying to save them. It's... Aw.
I want them to be somebody else's problem. But yes, Rand does feel bad about killing lab rats.
Aw. Okay. And... That one fails. Sen, make a... Let me double check what my notes are for how that's working. Let me move my notes so that I get the correct notes. No, these are the incorrect notes. Where are the correct notes? Oh, they are down here. Right. I'm so lucky I did that. The two rats that are left there shriek at you. If you would make either a strength or a telekinesis other roll.
Specifically other?
Specifically.
Like, I'm okay. That's my higher score. But.
This one's for okay. Sen, though. This one's for Sen.
Oh. I made it by 10 for nothing.
Well, I didn't make it by 10.
Made it by 6 is very respectable.
Yes, yes it is.
You brace yourself within the force from the force scream attack that one of them managed to get off at you. You are not shoved back. Poor Womp Rats. Behind, the Sleen is not very interested. That's that one, that's that one, that's that one, that's that one. There's only one. Okay. Sen's turn. Up again.
Oh, good. Sorry, give me a moment.
Okay. Rapid strike. Made by 2. Going after the one that's within the 2 hexes there.
Yes.
All right. And made the other one by 2. Let's see if we can dodge this. Okay, yep, that's a fail. Oh, much better, except for the part where it's gone and... I wish that didn't happen. There's my dodge. Give me one of... It's writhing and thrashing, and you get one hit of your 2.
Well, and that's why I made 2.
Indeed, it'll probably be enough. 16 on this one. The one that was previously uninjured. And we do mean previously. Okay, let's make their health checks. Aw. The poor thing. Okay, which one are you? That one? There we are. Be that one. Okay, Ran. As I put the little skull over the poor thing. Ran, you're up.
I'm thinking.
Okay.
There's probably no chance I can open that door, toss the Womp Rat in, and close the door without then having to deal with 2 more Womp Rats that ran out of the door when I opened it the first time.
This is extremely likely, yeah. I mean, there are other doors. Also, that's the one that you bounced off the ceiling, and it's not looking real great, but... It's still standing at the moment.
I would like to toss it through this door. Can I close the door after I toss it in? Or is that too much to ask?
If you give me each of your telekinesis rolls penalized by, you're doing three things at once, by six.
You know, I know doing things not with telekinesis is against your nature, but you could coordinate with someone who has the door controls.
That still means I wouldn't be touching the door controls, so your proposal's acceptable.
All right.
All right, so one brat inside pocket.
Give me a roll. I wanted it in minus two, though, because you're apparently going to be opening the door as well.
The door's already open.
Oh, it's already open. Okay.
Remember,
in that case,
I opened all the doors.
Now I remember. Yep.
And then
okay.
Closed one. All right. Well,
grab the thing. Grab your womp rat.
It's not my womp rat. Oh, when it tries to eat us, it's my womp rat.
It is now. You just grabbed it. 15.
I made by 15. I deposited in room 11.
You made it by 15. It's your womp rat now.
You drag it that way and sort of give it a little toss out of your line of sight.
And I will tap the button with one clawed finger to close the door.
Okay.
And Antuxa helped.
The door closes. The womp rat. Let's see which one womp rat is. Okay. It's no there. Okay. Yes, that womp rat right there. All right.
Hey, question?
Yes.
Why are we going down this hall?
Because we have a present for somebody.
Oh, that's right. Training saber. Okay. Yeah.
While we're at it, we might need some sort of spacesuit. Unless the new form is vacuum rated. As Ren says, as a small kobold flies past.
Face.
I was sipping my water. I didn't spew it out, but that almost went down the wrong throat.
The door that you threw the two... that you closed behind the two womp rats that went to examine it is making some unhappy, bulgy type sounds. Actually,
well,
that's a point. I need to remove something.
Pitter patter, let's get at her.
I'm just going to have to remove that door entirely. You see, they kind of broke the door from room 12 when you opened it.
How often does a Sleen need to eat?
I mean, it depends on the Sleen. Once every couple days, maybe. Depends on how much they've got.
Okay.
That one's probably fine for a while, unless it has a higher metabolism now that it's capable of turning invisible.
Rand thinks for a moment and decides that adopting an invisible Sleen would be a bad idea.
It'd be very
difficult. I kind of like that one.
Right, it's settled. I'll adopt a womp rat, you adopt a Sleen.
We're not adopting the womp rats. The womp rats want to kill us.
I am just saying that I'm not making spacesuits for them. Besides, I've already adopted my share of refugees.
Not wrong. And to be honest, the one droid that I adopted is rather a handful, especially when the head falls off.
Oh, dear, dear, dear.
Ran waves a hand, the head reattaches itself.
You get the, thank you, master.
Not a problem.
Anyway.
Ran has not looked up from his work.
Anyway. The womp rats are shrieking behind the door. The door is making kind of bulgy at that one.
Yes, Ran has suggested that we not remain in this hallway for very long.
I tend to agree.
Are we still in combat?
Technically no, but it might be useful to move in combat order for a while just in case those womp rats get a crit success on screaming their way out.
Okay. So whose turn is it?
Ah. Let's see. Antuxa closed the door. Sen's turn. I mean, Sen, you could fling that door open and go kill more womp rats if you wanted.
Sen is going to fling the door open and kill more womp rats. Or just stab through the door. You could stab through the door.
There's no sense damaging the door.
Does the door even open? It was buckling.
Good point. Let me think. I'm going to make a roll for the door. The door will open, yes.
Fen does not decide to exert their rage upon the door. Which is a shame, because that is a tradition in our campaigns.
I do not have bloodlust for doors.
Yet.
They don't have blood.
This one doesn't.
I don't want to go down that route.
No mimics. Look who the GM is.
What? What? Made by three? Which one are you after?
Both.
Oh, you're going to try to hit one with one strike and one with the other? Okay.
They're both in range.
And you made... All right. That one fails its dodge. And this one... Oh, the poor things. They both fail their dodge by four.
Wow.
17 on the first one, I assume.
And on the second one, that looks like less. Yeah, that's 11.
Okay. First one. Oops, no. That's not the one. That's... Okay, there's that one. And 11 for this one. Okay, let's just... Surprisingly, they are both still... unhappy with you. Ran.
Ran will sigh. I believe that is probably a free action.
Yes.
I'm going to try to throw one Womp Rat at the other Womp Rat.
Okay.
So,
are you attempting to do so with enough of a penalty to cause damage? Although they are soft targets, so they will take half of whatever that is, I believe. Which I'm not sure
well,
if it's full thing.
They're also probably a little bit on fire right now. So...
Cauterized, burning, unhappy.
I'm going to do a minus six penalty.
Okay.
And I crit success.
If you wish, you could do the full 1D penalty, sure. Which one is being thrown against which one? Are you like picking them up and clonking them together?
I'm not picking them up and clonking their little heads together to make a coconut sound, no. I am throwing this one at this one.
Okay.
So the one that's next to the door to the one that's directly in front of the door.
Like that? Or vice versa?
Other way around.
Okay. Bonk.
That's... It was just 1d6, correct?
Yeah.
So 5 points of damage.
Okay.
Have you said, because they are soft targets.
Yeah. All right, I have to move this one briefly to get the correct... One that's taking, yes, that's the one. Okay, so minus one. Aw. Okay, let's find which one it is. Not that one. That's not a Womp Rat. Unselect them so that I can. There. It's not that one. So it must be. There they are. Okay, here you are, you poor little thing. There. Actually, no, not that one. Actually, they're probably going to. Take the whole damage thing. So, oops. What I want to do. Just. Okay. And Tuxa. Unless Ran wishes to move.
I'd like to stay able to see what's going on.
All right. And Tuxa, you're up.
I'll move a little bit. I'm just going to move to here. There.
Okay.
Are there still living Womp Rats?
There's one that's feebly scrabbling around. It doesn't look like it's doing real well.
Sen, would you do the honors, please? Such as they are.
I'd love to.
Womp Rat does get a turn. And the cat bugs me. Okay.
Not the cat.
The cat. I'm going to take this one out of there. Out of my concern. All right. Poor feeble creature attempts its best attack. Well, Sen, The poor thing shrieks feebly at you, and you will need to resist with your telekinesis other or your or a strength roll. Wait, clean up, disgusting.
I don't like to make strength rolls.
I mean, I assume neither would Sin. Neither would Ran. Made it by six.
I'm
okay.
Pretty sure Ran has a higher strength than I do. Yeah, Ran does have a higher strength than I do.
You resisted trying to shove you away.
They told me I wasn't allowed in. I kept using telekinesis other to lift the weights, and I said the work is being done.
Spleen, chomp, chomp, hiss. Sin, you're up.
I'm up. And I am going to stab a womp rat.
Stabby stab.
And I'm going to keep trying to make rapid strikes simply because then they have to make two defense rolls. Usually, if both of them hit.
Also, you're using a saber staff. It's got two blades. Why wouldn't you use both of them? If not for stabbing, then why are there two?
Exactly.
Roll your damage for both of them. Go ahead and just, you know, you can roll them both at once if you feel like it. I think it's probably going to wind up in the take out five times your health and your hit points and your hamburger, so auto death, but roll. And yeah, that would be auto burger. No more health rolls. Goodbye. As near as you can tell, the womp rat, that's like that's the, you know, how would you like to do that, knowing that it's an auto burger thing?
There is a lot less swamp rat and a lot more pieces. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
My head cannon will remain safely in my own head. I will not share it.
Combat is ended. I'll have to try and remember to make sure everyone gets their own. So, Bran and Tuxa, you're, well, I mean, not up in combat sense, because there doesn't seem to be anything left to fight, but...
So we're going to, unless you're throwing more things in our way, head back the way we came until we find where there is a fuming acolyte with a broken training saber.
All right, let me pull you all out to this door.
Whee!
Remember where I put you.
We can see beyond the map. It is
barely
a void.
Okay, where did I put them? I believe that you left that one over there. Okay, so I activate.
I'm blood. I'm looking down at quadrant one.
You're looking down at quadrant one. What? Oh, yes. Oh, well, yeah. That's where you've been before.
Yes.
I stopped labeling things as there's blood here because there's pretty much blood everywhere.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny.
It is funny. I agree.
Okay, I have activated this. People who are down any fatigue or anything should redo that. You are back in this quadrant.
I'm down with fatigue because I still have my force cloak up.
Ah, okay.
And I was about to ask what I needed to do to reestablish that.
You haven't done anything. Tried to reestablish it on Ran.
100% of my contribution to that combat was pushing a button.
Well, that contributed. After all, you passed by that thing there, and hopefully Sen did not decide to open that door.
And Io, you don't have to say, oh, that was intentional.
Good point. If you don't fight, you don't have any post-combat shakes, do you?
That's true. And also, I don't have to
re-up your invisibility.
Also, I didn't spend the fatigue to start the force cloak for nothing.
Okay, bringing someone back in with force cloak. Let me double check my dadgum notes. Come here, dadgum notes.
I've done this before, but it's been long enough that I don't remember how to do it.
Brains. Yeah. I mean, okay, that's not it. It's a shield. Yes, it's a shield. No. Yes, there we are. Just going through. Number of people cloaked minus one, minimum one. May add additional people to the cloak. Medically. Ran basically decloaked. I would suggest that you may want to re-add Ran with a one fatigue into it and make another force cloak roll to succeed on that. If that's all right, if that seems...
I was under the impression that Intuxa was realizing that making Ran invisible is an exercise in futility. He keeps doing things.
That's fine with me, too. If you don't want to be invisible, then that's fine.
But being invisible is so fun. Who wouldn't want to be invisible?
My take on it is Ran sees a thing that he believes doing that will help, and so he does that. But he keeps forgetting that somebody is working hard to make him not be seen, and so ends up not letting them help him.
It's a very funny sequence in the movie, though, when Ran keeps popping out of invisibility, throwing something across the room, and then getting dragged back into invisibility by the back of his neck.
Yes!
You don't even see the hand grabbing him. You just see his shirt collar lurch backwards, and then a split second later, the rest of him.
Yes.
Indeed.
It's the force-sensitive equivalent of somebody desperately trying to stand in front of somebody, waving their hand, saying, "No, you don't see this person." And the person keeps moving so that they're no longer behind the other person.
Not only keeps moving so that they're no longer behind the other person, but steps to the side and waves.
Oh, hi.
All right. Antuxa will keep herself invisible then.
Okay.
Because that doesn't cost anything.
Indeed. So there. Antuxa will just be invisible all by herself and not share. Since other people don't seem to appreciate it.
Ran appreciates having an ally who's invisible.
Ran forgets to be invisible himself. Okay. Yes. What is the plan?
Throw people around while invisible.
So, what's the plan on here? So that I know what you're about to go do.
Which room was
the... We're looking for the other rat ghoul.
Yeah.
Who was in room 31.
Correct. You may... I did load you up on this one. Are we activated on the correct one? Yes. Good. Okay.
Yes.
Room 31.
There was... Oh, that's just a dead body. It's fine. Words that have come out of my mouth.
Yeah, Red goes wandering by. Oh, there's... Oh, it's just a dead body. Never mind. Room 31. The door is currently closed.
Ren will knock politely.
Oh?
There's a very angry snarl from inside.
We have a gift for you.
Critical failure.
One we think you might appreciate.
You are getting a lot of snarl and growl and...
Look, I understand. I understand completely. Well, no, I don't. That's a lie. However, I do understand anger and frustration and loss. However, we recently acquired a training saber and thought you might appreciate having it.
I'm going to actually... Antuxa, Sen, are you letting Ran do all the talking?
It would somewhat defeat the purpose of being invisible for me to do the talking.
True. Sen? You're currently visible, last I saw.
I'm having lag issues.
Oh, okay. You want me to drag you along with everyone else?
Yes, please.
An invisible hand grabs onto the back of Sen's shirt collar and yoinks them across the hallway.
The free market wants you to be over here.
No fair. I hate that it doesn't pick up my laughter sometimes.
Oh, no,
really
it picked
do.
That up very well. What it didn't pick up was good. I don't understand the joke.
The invisible hand of the free market?
Oh, I don't tend to hear that phrase, so.
Oh, okay. Oh, pity. It's a thing about capitalism. Heard it once.
Oh, yeah, I can put things together to understand what you mean by it. Mm-hmm. And now that I've heard it once, I will hear it everywhere, because that's how these
dun,
things
dun,
work.
Dun. Yep. Sen, is there anything that you particularly want to be doing besides being dragged over?
Not hugely so, no.
Okay. Bran, there's unmistakable crackling of force lightning from basically crawling over the door, which appears to bits of door are now steaming and whatnot. And since it's been a pretty long time, it's about 9 o'clock, some people may have school in the morning, I think we should end off right there.
Well, okay.
Go for it.
I was going to suggest that we just leave it outside the door and let him know that it's there.
That sounds like an excellent idea. I'm fairly certain that they're not interested in company at the moment. So we're just going to leave it here, and you can claim it for yourself or smash it to pieces, whichever you prefer.
Anyway, I think I'll end off there with leaving training sabers outside a door that is currently rather smoking, and the control panel has shot sparks out of it in the way that control panels tend to do. I mean, it's a little bit weird sometimes when they do it on sci-fi movies like Star Trek and whatnot, but when someone's hit something with force lightning... Eh.
I'd assume they trapped themselves if Womp Rats hadn't been able to free themselves from a door welded shut.
Well, hopefully they have enough telekinesis for it.
I think they might.
They might. They might. It's possible.
I'll stop interrupting you now.
Oh, right. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for playing. Thank everyone for listening. 2 points because there was combat. And tonight I was joined by Crash and Ellie and Eo. And does anyone have anything they want to plug?
I have it on good authority that Eo has a parental unit who puts words in a certain order and then allows one to purchase them online or use a Libby app to borrow them.
Uh-huh. Or Hoopla. And also, I've got a couple of free ones that you can't really find the free ones on Amazon because they don't like perma-free. So you'll have to go to Smashwords or Kobo or Nook or Apple Books to get the free ones. Sorry about that. And you can find links that hopefully work at ElizabethMcCoy.com. And speaking of websites, Crash, that's you, I think.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel is where we can find podcasts like this one, which people are listening to right now, which would mean that they'd already found AaronBSmith.com/cogwheel. Probably. Unless they got it from the Patreon. Or found it by finding us on the Fediverse at is.aaronbsmith.com/@cogwheel. Or, well, you know, they could have found it on the Patreon at patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. They could have found it there, too. And if they found it there, then they are likely one of our patrons, including Ellie, Shenshen, Walter, Liv Droman, or Patron Emeritus Cindy.
Until next time, this is Beth saying, oh, I hope they aren't having too hard of a time out there. Oh, yes, that's right. I have an appointment to go see my granddaughter. We're going to have ice cream. Good night, everyone.
The ice cream is also cursed.
No, no.
But
no, the ice cream isn't cursed. It might be an interesting flavor, but there's probably a lot of interesting flavors in the biotics side of Cost City. Good night, everyone.